Cultural observer Howard Mansfield has written The Same Acts Twice, Restoration and Renewal in a Throwaway Age. He says a hands-on recreation of history lets us understand how rich and messy democracy is. His example, seemingly pristine New England meeting houses.
The meeting houses history surprised me because when you see them, they're these wonderful white things, churches you could call them. Some of them are churches, some are still public and privately owned, jointly owned, and they're on the common and they're in all the calendars and people come up and look at them and they have this wonderful classical architecture and very composed and old wavery glass and you say, oh, what a settled time that was. They come from this classical past, you know, the founding fathers. And then when you read about them, these things, there were tremendous arguments in the town about where to site them. It often said that the meeting house devil was at work. Some towns had wars, so-called wars over this for 100 years. They were often left unpainted for years. They were called with terrible names like the coffin. And then they would be torn down, neglected, turned into a chicken pen, all sorts of things. It had this whole rough and ready history to it. They weren't white, most of them back then. Town meeting would vote to paint them pea green and brown and sky blue and orange. But then, you know, as you know, good taste has nothing to do with democracy. I would have loved to have seen the records of these voting on the colors. I don't know how they arrived at them. See, everything didn't become painted white until the colonial revival. So it wasn't calm back then, and it wasn't just handed down. It was just this really rough ride, and a lot of these towns that we admire and think are so settled were built really quickly. A lot of them moved several times in their history. And the good news about that is that we can do the same. We can make changes. We can build quickly, too. We can adjust also. It's not one day they set this in stone, and we can't ever approach it.
There's more at paulagordon.com.